I'm Jeb Sharp, and this is The World. It's almost impossible for anyone who is not in Aleppo to understand what life is like in Syria's largest city right now. Aleppo has been engulfed by violence for the past 4 years, torn apart by the war between government forces and rebels. Tens of thousands have been killed there, and large parts of the city have been reduced to rubble. Half of Aleppo's pre-war population has been forced to flee. That's about 1 million displaced people. So Aleppo, the way the city was before Syria's civil war, is no more. In a few minutes, we'll hear about an online effort to preserve memories of the city. First, we turn to someone who, against all odds, is still living there. Abdul Kafi Alhamdo lives in the rebel-held eastern part of Aleppo with his wife and 7-month-old daughter. He's an English teacher, and when we reached him earlier via Skype, he said today was actually a relatively calm day.
Here in my neighborhood, there was no chilling, so we felt better today. But, you know, when it's silent, we know that there is something coming. This is our life. All the shops are empty of any kind of food. The only thing that is found in the shops is cleaning materials. That's it. When I go outside, I'm not sure that I'm going to see my wife and my daughter anymore. It's so dangerous. But what should we do? We can't just stay at home and waiting death to come. So we have to do something. Death is coming at home, at school, on the streets. It's coming. So we don't have any choice.
Abdul, yes. What do you and your wife do to lessen the stress?
We always try to forget the war, forget the killing, but just 5 minutes and directly we go back to the situation, the killing, what's going on. We wanted freedom, so we have to make many sacrifices to have a good future for our daughter and for the next generations.
What do you say to each other when you do say goodbye, when you have to leave the house?
Always she says, please keep safe. I told her, okay, I can't. It's like that. If the bomb is close to you, you die. If it's just farther, you live. She says, okay, just walk behind the walls. When you hear the plane, just go into some buildings. But she knows that I will not have time. But she says, because she's a wife, she wants to say what a woman who is afraid for her husband. And I tell her always when I go out that take care of our daughter, keep safe, don't worry. Yeah, we're trying to say these things.
What does the city look like at night?
I never now sleep for more than 2 hours, you know, continuously. I always, every hour, every half an hour, I get up. Something psychological, okay? I get up. What's up? Nothing. I get back to sleep. Sometimes, no, because of the sounds of shelling rockets, you know, I have to get up every now and then to make sure that my wife is okay, my daughter is okay. Dreams now are a problem for us sometimes. Even our dreams, rockets, bombs, siege, Iraqi militias, Assad troops, they are trying to arrest us, kill us. These things come into our dreams even. Look, have you heard this?
Yes.
This is now a plane. It's targeting my neighborhood with machine guns. Not rockets. This is only machine guns. They are powerful. They can penetrate a roof. This is always, okay? This is not, we take this for granted now.
Do you need to go somewhere to be safe?
I want to stay here. This is my land, my home. We wanted freedom. We wanted to be free people. We want to live as those people who are in the Western countries live. My father and mother told me always, keep silent, my son. Walls have got ears. I should always be afraid. I don't want for my daughter and the next generation to live in this case. We don't want them to feel as slaves. No. Live as a free people or die as a free people. Yeah, the other one. I want to send a message, if you have time, for all the governments. Now, it's very difficult situation for the people who are inside Aleppo. It's so difficult. In the next days, the next months, the next weeks, we don't know. We might die. We might be exterminated. Then we know that the world will shed tears. But if you don't do anything now for us, you know, don't shed the crocodile tears. If you don't do anything now for us, please keep silent forever.
Abdul Kafi Alhamdo lives in rebel-held eastern Aleppo with his wife and 7-month-old daughter.